Your pillow was still stuffed with sleepover items.
I forgot to unpack it.
Yeah, you didn't unpack your pillow. So you were sleeping on makeup and some other things. Like you were getting ready to run away.
I had Kayla today, who and Ivy.
Tell me what you mean by that.
You know we're paired up? I had Kayla today. I was paired up with Kayla. And it's very, I feel, I know, like, you know how, like, I don't know how to say it, like, I know how to handle things. You know? Like,
Yeah.
I know how to, like, how they say it. I don't know, like, when we're doing the rowers and it's time to, like, put them back, you know, you have to put them back in, like, that little place that holds the thing in place.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just let it go, and you say, nope, get it and try again.
Oh, wow.
And now they grab it, if they don't get it, put it back nicely. And they get it, or if they drop something, you just say, pick it up. Pick it up.
Really? That almost seems kind of rude.
That's what they tell us to say.
Yeah, it's very direct.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Kayla, it's kind of, it's interesting. She plays with like little threads and string. Like they give it to her to, because it relaxes her.
Yeah.
And when she gets like stressed, they have this little, you know, those like nail brushes? They have one of those and you just put it in your arms. They just like brush it down her arm and it relaxes her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's curious to know how they figured that out. Like, did her parents
I
tell
don't
them
know.
that, or did they just stumble on that? And
I don't know. I'm like Elise. You're giving her. Elise likes when you do like this to her, like squeezes.
like
That's
you're
what they
taking
call
her
it.
pulse. I wonder
Like you
why. Is it?
squeeze her. It relaxes them. I don't know. Comfort.
So
But
is this something they're layering in? They're teaching you more about it, or are these like ground rules that you started with?
what do you mean?
Like in terms of how to talk to them about the responsibilities they have, or how to relax them.
Well, if there's a way to like relax them, like with Kayla, one of the ladies told me, like, okay, here's her brush. If she starts to get stressed out or really loud or jumpy, just ask her if she wants brushes, and if she'll put out her arms and just, you know,
Oh. Did you have to do that?
yeah. And like with what to say to them, they kind of tell you.
Wow. And how does that make you feel to talk to people like that? I mean, does it feel awkward?
No.
I think I would feel awkward. I don't know, maybe not.
I don't.
I mean, it's for their benefit, it helps them.
And before how I discovered that she likes the string, like last week,
Wait, you didn't, that's, they didn't tell you that to begin with? Like,
no, I knew by the time I had her.
oh, okay.
I'm getting into the story. Like sometime last week, someone else had her, and when we were getting up to go into the fitness room, she ran over to this drawer that I guess she had found earlier. And she pulled it open and it was just full of yarn and string. And somebody goes, "She found the mother lode." And she starts taking it out. And she's like,
That look on her face of
"Yeah."
complete excitement.
I think she discovered it before and nobody knew that she had. And she opened it up and she was like, "Hey." One of the teachers just goes, "She found the mother lode," and runs over to her. And she's
That's
like,
funny.
"No."
It's all in slow motion.
No.
Right. You had a good first day back?
Yep.
Good, good, good. Did mommy send what she needed to, or do we need to sign something for Fox?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll have mommy sign in the morning.
Okay. Don't forget.
Okay.
You want me to text you?
No, I remember. I always remember.
Okay. All right. And then you have the survey to fill out. And then what else?
Diver project.
Diver.
Which Nick is also going to help me with at lunch if me and Riley don't get all the way through it. Because I plan on finishing it tomorrow.
Okay. And it's not due until next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Fox would be able to accept it early and maybe, you know, take a quick look over it and point you in the direction.
No, he doesn't.
I know. Okay.
And, but, okay, I need one of those project folders. Like those folders that you put things in. You know?
With pockets?
No, not one of those. Like the ones with the clear front, and it's like for fancy projects.
Oh, okay.
I need one of those for it, though.
Okay.
And not one of the ones where it has the little thing that slides out like this.
I get it.
He
so you and mommy will have to go to the store after school tomorrow. You can't stay on campus until 4:45 anymore. Sorry, Charlie. Love you, but because the sun sets too much. Too early. And I'm not a big fan of you hanging out on campus until dark. Wearing leather jackets, jumping in the back seats of guys' cars, smoking cigarettes, slicking your hair back. Oh wait, that's
we're not greasers.
Well, that's how it starts.
Wait, I want to tell you one thing.
All right, you have to be
you just
quick,
reminded me of
bedtime.
It. Okay. Speaking of greasers, you know the book The Outsiders?
Mm-hmm.
We read it last year, and Sable was so obsessed with it, and it was like her favorite thing in the entire world for the entire year. And in her yearbook, everybody wrote "Stay Gold." It was just
nice.
Her pages were filled with "Stay Gold."
Nice.
Oh,
great
I just
story.
Thought that. It was funny.
All right, say a prayer.
Yeah. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that Daddy will have a good day at work. Put your hug on his back. Excellent. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
We can't go after school to the store. I just remembered that.
Then you'll have to go on the way back from Tam's.
It's late and dark. We'll just get it Wednesday.
Or you could get it Wednesday. When do you need it for? Is it for your diver project?
Yeah.
So you've got some time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I need to... What we have right now is the rough draft, and he gave us the final draft version of it that we have to do.
Okay.
And we have to put the final draft version in it.
Okay. Do a good job on the final version.
Okay.
Don't yawn on me. I love you.
Love you too.
Get some sleep.
What would you do if I sneezed in your face?
Probably just have to go clean off your snot.
Oh. Would you be mad at me?
No, she did it on purpose, probably.
No. What if a sneeze just came out of nowhere right when I was about to kiss you?
No.
I didn't even feel it. It was like...
that would be gross.
So gross.
Thanks for sharing that vision.
Glasses.
Good night, my love.